Greetings again on this Thursday. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for dropping in to listen. We're coming down the home stretch of our 24-story excursion, and we are in the 24th story. Jesus ascends into heaven. Amen. Yesterday, we finished with Jesus talking to the disciples on the mountainside in Galilee. Told them things like, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all the commandments I've given you. Preach the good news to the world." Amen. You will be given powers and signs. You will also be able to cast out demons, speak in many new tongues, take snakes into your hands and not be hurt, and if you drink any deadly poison, will not harm them. So, Jesus finishes his little talk with his disciples with these infamous words, "And I say to you that I will be with you always, even to the end of the world." Now let's begin today. When he saw them the next time, they were together in Jerusalem. And when he met with them, there he commanded them to stay in Jerusalem until they received the promise from the Father. It would come in the form of a visit from the Holy Spirit, and they would know when it came that they were ready to go out and tell the gospel story. "John baptized in water," he said, "but you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit not many days from now. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to tell the story of the truth in the city of Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost ends of the earth. But do not leave Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit is given to you, for only then will you be ready for your work. Now let us go to Bethany, and then you must come back to the city." So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, led them out as far as Bethany. When they were at a quiet place on the outskirts of the village, he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. His face was radiant and peaceful. An unusual brightness came into the sky, and even as he blessed them, he was taken up before their eyes and carried into heaven, where a white cloud hid him from their sight. And he sat down at the right hand of God. The disciples stood there looking upward in amazement as he disappeared. For long moments after he had gone, they gazed into the heavens and wondered to themselves. And then they became aware that two men in white robes had appeared beside them. "You men of Galilee," the stranger said to them, "why do you stand there, gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, whom you saw being taken up into heaven, will come again in the same way as you have seen him go." Then the disciples bowed down before the wonder of it all, and they worshiped Jesus. Afterward, they returned to Jerusalem with their hearts filled with joy, and they spent much time in the temple praising God. Now, Jesus was gone, but his going was not the end of his story, nor of his mission to the world. He left to his disciples and to everyone on earth a doctrine of love and a promise that he would come again. And he had also left concrete instructions for his apostles to follow. They were to wait for the promise from the Father, and then they were to go out into the world and teach what they had been taught. While they waited, they all met together with the women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, and prayed earnestly to God. And then they chose a 12th man, Matthias, to take the place of Judas Iscariot. Now there were 12 apostles again, but many more disciples who came to join them and help them spread the word of God. Although there were about 120 of them as the day of Pentecost approached, it was 10 days after Jesus went to heaven that the Jews celebrated the festival of the harvest called the Feast of Pentecost. On that day, all the disciples gathered together to take part in this celebration. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them a blaze, as if of flame, that parted into tongues of fire that rested upon each one of them. All at once they were filled with the Holy Spirit, with new strength and power, and they began to speak in other languages, as Jesus said they would. They began to preach in the temple and on the streets, and they spoke to people in the words that Jesus himself had used. When word of what had happened was noised abroad, people came to hear them from far and wide and were amazed because each man heard the disciples speak in the language which he himself understood. "Are these men not Galileans?" they said to one another. "Behold, they speak every language of the world." And it was true. The disciples spoke in many tongues so that they could talk to all the people of the world and tell them all the glad news of the gospel. They went forth from Jerusalem with new courage and great powers, no longer afraid of the high priests and the Pharisees, and determined to be Jesus' witnesses and tell the story of the truth wherever they might go. For indeed, the death of Jesus was not the end. It was only the beginning. The apostles of the Lord spread the gospel message from Jerusalem to the uttermost ends of the world, teaching, healing, suffering, gaining some enemies and many converts wherever they went. There was Peter, the rock upon whom the Christian church was founded. There was John, who carried the message far across the sea. There was Stephen, who was stoned to death for his beliefs, yet died forgiving those who killed him. There was Philip, who preached and healed in the city of Samaria. There was Paul, once a Pharisee, who became converted to Christ and taught the message of salvation in the East and in the West among the Gentiles. And there were others, more and more of them as the years passed and the story of Jesus Christ became known throughout the world. Through them, the message of love and brotherhood became the new hope of the nations. And that hope will never die. And that's the stories of Jesus Christ. Hope you enjoyed this whole excursion through Pearl Buck's book, The Story Bible. We're going to be back tomorrow with a ending, a conclusion to this whole excursion we've been on, something special. And until then, have a blessed Thursday and sleep well and wake up with the light. Amen.